Well, hey guys, Merry Christmas. And Krista gave me this sign. This is actually, as you can imagine, that's hers. If you know her very much, that is very much Krista. I just learned that her middle name was Joy. I'm like, you're kidding me. It's like, no, seriously. I'm like, oh, well. Talk about prophetic names. Well, we're glad that you guys are here, whether you are a little, an elementary, a high schooler, or an adult. We're thrilled that you're here for us on Christmas Sunday. We're wrapping up our series that we started a couple of weeks ago on surviving the holidays. And so far, we've talked about hope, and we talked about peace. And today, I want to talk to you about this little word here, maybe. Gotta love that. This little word. There. That word. I want to talk about joy. Joy is a tiny word, isn't it? But there is a lot of emotion that can get tied up in now it works. In that word, joy, if you think about it, is kind of essential to our lives. It is hard to live day to day without joy. It's kind of like a car needs gas, right? You need to put gas in a car, or a fish needs water, or a plant needs soil and oxygen. A human being needs to have joy, because life without joy, it can become unbearable. And I imagine many of us, we've gone through seasons. Krista's talking about some times that are tough. And if you go through those seasons without joy, it can feel very, very empty. It can feel very, very lonely. And the power of this little word in our lives can be huge. It can help you see barriers as stepping stones, especially if you are someone who is a little more positive outlook. I'm wondering, how many of you are more on the positive side? You're a glass half full person. That's a pretty negative church. All right. Okay. Glad you're here. Hope we can give you a little joy and hope. You can see barriers as stepping stones. You can see burdens. Honestly, you can begin to see those things as blessings. Joy in my own life is what helps me turn mountains into molehills. When something seems to be huge, it is what helps me able to look at that and go, you know what? That's not that big of a deal. We can overcome that. It turns setbacks into setups. It really is something that can turn things around for you. Over the weekend, I was asking some friends of mine through different social media channels, hey, I want you to finish this sentence. And I asked them to finish the sentence, the joy of Christmas is. And I just want to read you some of the replies here. The joy of Christmas is twinkle lights, lots and lots of them. I love that one because that's my wife. The joy of Christmas is being able to be with my family. The joy of Christmas is experiencing or seeing littles experiencing the magic. That's fun, isn't it? When you see them, when they see a Christmas tree. The joy of Christmas is the wonder and love in the eyes of a child when they open their gifts. That's great, isn't it? You gotta love that one. The joy of Christmas is that childlike feeling you get knowing that something magical is going to happen. The joy of Christmas is celebrating the birth of Jesus. It's the sense of magical expression. The joy of Christmas is in giving. And then I really liked this one. The joy of Christmas is all the beauty and magic of the season. The twinkle lights, the music, the laughter, the togetherness. It's a good feeling down in your soul that comes from the Holy Spirit, right? So this is what we're talking about, the joy of Christmas. And we just read the Christmas story as Luke accounts it. But let me read to you one little verse from Matthew's account of the Christmas story, where he says this: when they, the magi, or the wise men, depending on how you did it, when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They were filled with joy. And then Jesus, later in his life, when he's talking to a group of people, he's talking about his ministry and what he had come to do, and he says this: I have told you these things so that you can have the same joy I have. How many of you would like to have the joy of the Son of God? I think he has got it all figured out. Same joy I have, and so that your joy will be the fullest possible joy. I love that. Jesus himself, look, I'm telling you this. This is how you live, because I want you to have the fullest possible joy. One translation says this: I'm telling you these things so that you'll be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. You'll be a joyful person. I love that idea and that concept of overflowing joy. And I get it. In this time of year, joy can be lost. in all the things that need to be done and all the chaos, many of the things that Krista were talking about, maybe you're experiencing something similar. It can be lost. I was reading recently in an article from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It was called Hassle for the Holidays. And the author who wrote that said, for millions of people, he wrote, going home for the holidays has become an arduous, stress-filled ordeal in which grown men and women unconsciously revert to childish roles, elderly parents bark orders like tyrants, and somebody else makes all the decisions. Right? It can just create stress, even in the best of families. Holiday reunions can be stressful, and it can be anything but joy. But Christmas time is not the only time that comes where it tries to rob us of our joy. The new year's going to begin, and with that will become the onslaught of things coming against your joy. So let me ask you today one question. If you had a joy level in your life, where's your joy level? Is it empty? Is it like quarter full? Where's your joy level? Half full, three quarter, all the way full? Where is your joy level? So I want to give you a little bit of an illustration. I know we got kids in here, so let's have a little bit of fun with this. And let's see if I can do this without dropping it. This is really critical. So give me a second for the setup. Oh, I'm nervous. You should be too. Because if I drop this, the whole thing's over. All right. So let's talk about our joy level a little bit. This container here is going to represent our life. This is your life. And when you start out life, your joy container is empty. Right? And as you go through life, joy can just, you know, you're on a quest because you want to fill your container. I've never really met someone that said, you know what? Now I'm not looking to be happy. I don't really need any joy. I'd rather be miserable the rest of my life. Now you may be here in this room. If so, you know, but I've never met someone that did not want to have joy in their life. So what we do is we go through life, we go on a quest, and we look for things to fill our life with, expecting that those things are going to bring us joy. And one of the things that we do, especially here at Christmas time, that we begin to fill our life with, is we say, you know, if I can just get some stuff, right? If I can get the right stuff, then maybe I can have some joy in my life. So some of your kids right now, you're saying, if I can just get a PS5 under the Christmas tree, that'll fill up a little joy in my life, right? Or maybe you're not a PS5, maybe you're the new Xbox person. If you are, I'm sorry. You can do all that on a PC. You don't need one. Maybe you're saying, look, if I can get an iPhone 13. Oh, yeah, man. But not just the iPhone. I want the iPhone 13 Pro Max. That'll really make me happy, right? And maybe, you know, it's not that. Maybe you're not after those types of things. But you're saying, you know what? Maybe if I could just get a certain car. My entire married life, I've grown up watching commercials, and I've told my wife, we just celebrated yesterday 28 years. So for 28 years, I've asked my wife for one thing. Yeah, well, thank you. So I tell you what she's done for 28 years. I've asked for one thing for 28 years because of the commercials. I want a black Lexus with a red bow. So when I walk outside, I go, hasn't happened yet, probably never will. But that would maybe put some joy, right? So maybe you're expecting a certain car, a certain thing, or it's a certain house in a certain neighborhood, or if you were able to get a certain job, man, if I could just get that job, you know what, then I would have some joy in my life, right? Or maybe your students here and you're saying, hey, if I could just get the Nike Air Force sneakers, then I'm going to have some joy in my life, right? How many of you have asked for that? I'm just curious. Yeah, there's a few, all right? So we look for joy in stuff, and so we go about doing whatever we can to acquire the stuff. And if we're a kid, that means we bug mom and dad about everything, and we promise all the things that we're never going to do in order to get, hey, I promise I'll keep my room clean. Absolutely, we'll keep it clean if you just buy me that PS5. Let me just tell you guys, we said the same things when we were kids. We know you're lying. Right, and so you will go about all kinds of things. If you're working, oh, to get that stuff, well, I need to work more. and I need to work harder. Next thing you know, you go from a 45-hour week to a 50, 60-hour week, and you start working multiple jobs, or you start doing things at work that you know are kind of against your morals, but if I just do those things, then I can get ahead. Maybe you step on a few people, and you're trying to get promotions, and you're doing anything you can in order to get acquire stuff, right? Because we want to have stuff so that we can feel good. But all of us, when we have rooms full of stuff, how many of you have rooms full of stuff at your house? Be honest. See, there's more of you than that, than are glass half full people, right? What's wrong with you? So you have full of stuff, right? And so you fill up your room with stuff, and then it doesn't make you happy. Then you fill up the next room, and then you get older, you buy a house. What does you fill up with your stuff when you have a house? It's your garage. You can't park. How many of you? No, I'm not even going to ask. You can't park your car in the garage. Because it's just full of your stuff. And then when you fill up your garage, then you take that money that you work for and you go pay someone else to rent a room to put your stuff in off-site. And you just get more and more and more stuff. And if you haven't figured it out yet, it's just not going to make you happy. It gets old, it breaks, something new comes out. And because we don't always learn that stuff doesn't make us happy, then we pursue the thing I was just talking about, money. Well, maybe money will make me happy. Like if I just earned more money, then I would be happy. I'd have to have some joy, man, if I could just get there. Here's what I've never met you, but here's what I know about you. If you're over 40, you make more money now than you ever dreamed you would make when you were 16. When you were 16, if you would have told your 16-year-old you how much you were making, you'd be like, oh, my God, I'm going to be rich. Right? You ever experience this with your teenage kids? They come home and say, so-and-so, they make $9 an hour. You're like, whoa. And so we pursue money. We think, it's going to bring me joy. It's going to bring me joy. And you can make more and more and more and more money. You can add as many zeros as you want behind what you make. And sure, it does make things easier. I'm not going to lie. As you make more money, it is easier if you can learn to live on margin and to not live from paycheck to paycheck. I mean, that is there. It does alleviate some stress. But it doesn't fill you completely with joy. And so, like, okay, maybe it's not stuff, maybe it's not money, but you know what? If I can just get around the right people, I'm going to get me some friends, right? And that's going to be where I find my joy, right? If I can just get the right group of friends, not just any old friend, like, you look around, you go, no, yes. Like, if I can just get the right friends, those of you that are in school, elementary school, high school, you know what I'm talking about? You're sitting in the cafeteria, and you look across the lunchroom, and you look at that table. You guys know what I'm talking about? You're like, if I could just be sitting at that table with those people, you know what, man, my joy meter, because I'm going to be popular, and I'm going to have fun, I'm going to get invited, right? This is what I want to be able to do. I want to be able to hang out with those people. But it doesn't end there. As you grow up, you start thinking, well, you know what? If I could just belong to that club, if I could just get in that organization, and I could be around those people, then I'd have some joy. You know what? I'm just going to get me, I don't need more friends. I need better friends. I need to get rid of, I got loser friends. I need better friends. If I need to get better friends, I'm going to have some joy in my life. Or maybe you're single, and you're thinking, you know what, if I could just find the right person, if I could just find, you know, the perfect boyfriend or the perfect girlfriend, and if I could just get around them, then I'm going to have joy, right? Or maybe you're looking to get, you know, been single for a while. If I could just get married, you know, if I just get married, then married life is like Disney. It's always good. Said only single people. Right? But you know, if that can happen, then I'm gonna fill up my joy container. That person is going to complete me. Right? But here's the thing. If you're entering a relationship,
You know, and it can make you feel good in the short term, but the problem is you're always going to be stressed out. If that's your joy depender, you're always going to be worried what happens when this relationship or if this relationship goes south. And so it kind of stresses you out and you are there. And if you don't do these, and we could put many other categories, but another one I see people go after, you know what, I'm going to look for joy and fame. We live in a world today where everybody's seeking fame. Everybody is seeking fame. If you're young, you want to be TikTok famous. And so you do every dumb dance that you have ever seen. And we see you in the mall. Whatever you're doing. Right? Because you want to be TikTok famous. And you're going to do whatever it takes to be TikTok. If you're a little bit older, okay, it's not TikTok for you. You want a lot of followers on Instagram. And so you want to make sure you get your Instagram posts up. You want to make sure that you post on the regular. I'm sorry, on the reg. And I'm getting followers. I need to have a lot of followers. But maybe it's not that for you. Maybe you want to be a famous blogger. Right? Or maybe you want to be noticed at work. I want to be famous at work. I want everybody to know what I'm doing. You want to be famous maybe at school. That's why you want to sit at that table with the kids, because you want to be famous. You might call it popular. You want to be famous. I want everybody to know who my name is. You want to be famous in sports. Like, I want everybody to know. Or you want to be famous in band. You want to play in a famous band. Or you want to be famous at dance. Or, you know, I grew up taking my kids. Some of you moms, you want to be famous apparently in the car rider line. I'm like, that seems overdressed, but all right. We just want to be famous. And so you do whatever you need to do. And you devote whatever you need to devote. You devote hundreds or maybe thousands of hours towards acquiring followers, towards acquiring the fame that is there, towards getting what you want. And maybe you get there, but maybe you don't. And somewhere along the line, you begin to realize, you know what, there's no amount of followers that's ever going to make me feel full of joy. That it's just not there. That I could have 100 followers, and I'm not going to be full of joy because I want 1,000. I can have 1,000 followers, and that's not going to do it because I want 10,000. And 10,000 followers aren't going to do it because I want 1,000,000. There's just no level of fame or popularity that is going to fill you up with joy. Because chasing fame, it winds up taking more out of you than it winds up putting in you. And there's a lot of other things that we could put up here. People chase experiences. Oh, I want to go have an amazing experience. People chase long vacations. They chase, you know, changing and moving from this city to that city and changing jobs. On and on and on and on. We're on a quest to fill ourselves with joy. But no matter what we do, it's just never full. It's just never full. It just doesn't seem to get there. Romans 15:13, Paul tells us this way, though. I pray that God, the source of hope, will do what? Fill you completely with joy. All the way up. And peace. Why? Because you trust in him. And so Paul tells us, hey, if you're looking for what will actually bring you joy, what will fill you up completely, it's back to that person, Jesus, who said, I want you to be completely full. That when you begin to walk in that restored relationship, that we're talking about Christmas, where Jesus comes as a baby, okay, it's cute, it's baby Jesus, but he comes and he walks and he shows us what God is like, and then we had a broken relationship with God, and so he dies and pays as a sacrifice to pay a penalty so that our relationship can be restored, so that this is actually possible. This was not possible before Jesus. But because of Jesus, because you trust in him, your joy can be complete. And so when you add Jesus into the mix in all that you do, you begin to fill up to overflowing above and beyond anything that you can do on your own. So guys, here's what I want to do. I want to give everybody an opportunity to do just that. And then our band is going to come and is going to sing a song with us. So let's all stand together. I want you to stand. And I want you to put your heads down and bow in prayer. So while everybody is praying here, I just want to encourage you to pray something like this in your heart. And say, God, thank you for bringing me here to this place today. Maybe you would say I've known that something was missing in my life, but I just didn't know what it was. And maybe I didn't even know that it was you, that you were the one that was missing. So Jesus, right now, the best that I understand, and I may not understand very much at all, I want to begin to put my trust in you. And as much as I know how, I invite you to come into my life, begin to show me how to live, how to really live. Jesus, I know I've done wrong things. Forgive me for those. Cover over those things. I want to accept your forgiveness. God, bring joy. Jesus, bring joy into my life this year at Christmas. We pray it in your name. Amen.